Tom Casey, the head coach for the Eikam Manning Wolves, joining us here today as they get ready to take on Tri-Center in the season opener down in Manning on Friday night. And, Coach, as always, it's always good to catch up with you.
Well, we appreciate the coverage that you give us, Jeff, and we're glad to work with you.
Coach, you and I were just chatting here before the interview. It's that first game of the year. You know, you don't always get to see the teams early in the season that you maybe got to see the year before. So are you guys able to exchange some tape with Tri-Center from last year's playoff game for both of you guys? What did you learn about this Trojan ball club that maybe you didn't know from not having seen them in the last few years in the regular season?
Right. Well, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we have played them in JV on our JV schedule, and so we've seen some of the schemes that they run and their offenses and defenses. So, but offensively, what we've seen in the past what we have seen on tape is pretty much a spread offense with various types of spread board formations, whether it be, you know, a 3x2 or a 3x1 or sometimes just 2x2 and single backs, a lot of shotgun stuff. They don't, from what we can see, don't huddle up, but they're not. They're actually just kind of standing at the line of scrimmage or near there to get the call. And so that's what we've been preparing for, and it's always a big challenge when you see a team like that. I think early in the year, you just don't always see that every week. So, you know, hopefully our young guys have gave us a pretty good look, and they have. So I anticipate a lot of footballs being put in the air. I would anticipate 25, 30 passes.
Coach, you mentioned last week when we talked in our preseason interview that you thought the defense had a little bit of work to do to be ready. Do you feel like you got some of that work in this last week?
Well, I think we're getting the line better. I think we're communicating better, so that's always good. You know, the first game, you're always worried about how well they're going to tackle. And, again, against an offense like this, just a lot of quick – a lot of quick passes being thrown, if you don't make that good solid tackle, those short passes end up being big plays, long gains. So, we've run a lot of tackling drills to prepare for that, and I think we're having a little better understanding of our coverages, and we'll find out on Friday, that's for sure.
How did you guys deal with the heat this week in practice to be able to do all the different things that you wanted to work on?
Well, this is probably the first time I can remember in a long, long time that we didn't go full pads on any of the days. We were in school full days, and we couldn't practice in the morning, obviously. Most everybody's in school now. So, we just went upper pads and gave plenty of water breaks and really just covered the things we really needed to. We hope that works out for us.
Supposed to be a little bit cooler, maybe down into the 50s by the end of the night on Friday night, but still going to be plenty warm at game time. Conditioning probably going to play a huge role, I imagine, for both teams.
Well, it could be 50s at the beginning of the game, and I'd be all right with that. or even 50s by halftime. I don't know. We've talked to the kids since Monday about hydrating, and, getting plenty of rest, not being out in the heat any more than necessary. And we just have to hope that they listened. And, early season, you're always concerned about the depth that you have and trying to get a rotation in. But you also hate to put a young kid in there where it's a tough spot for them to learn on the go, but it may come to that. So we hope we can we have the kids hydrated enough. We've certainly talked about it, gave them plenty of fluid during practices, and we just got to hope that they've taken responsibility for it.
Coach, do you like where your offense is at coming into the game?
Well, I think we've made some progress the last couple of days. That has looked better. And no false steps and just making the correct adjustments when necessary to what you see at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, don't put the ball on the ground and catch the ball when you have the opportunity. So that's what we're hoping for. And, you know, not hurt yourself with silly penalties, things like that.
Do you think they're going to crowd the box? What do you expect to see from them on defense?
Well, against the running, you know, South O'Brien was primarily a running team, and that's the tape we got. And they were playing a 5-3 throughout most of the game. They might have went to a 4 a few times, but yeah, I expect to see probably an odd man front and with some 4 mixed in, depending on the game situation. And last year's personnel for them, just like us, is different from the. From this year, so they may have to have adjusted to a different defense simply because of personnel. So it's you're really not sure what you're going to see. That's why you prepare for both types of fronts and the offenses.
Coach, I know you're wanting no turnovers or limit them as best and penalties and all those things. Execution. What's the key things? Other things you want to see here in week one?
Well, I'd just like to see some good, solid football with, some good people on offense, our offensive linemen, running their feet, maintaining blocks, playing clean behind them with, again, as I said, no fumbles, good reading of the holes and making some good cuts. We need Nolan to have a good, solid game from his quarterback position, taking control of that offense and huddle and getting guys in the right spots when necessary. And defensively, we're going to have to tackle well. Going to have to know what our coverage responsibility is, make good, solid tackles, and, adjust to aligning and adjusting properly to the formations that we see. So we'll find out.
Well, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. Appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best a lot coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you following the game on the new A-Ford Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Tom Casey again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they entertain Tri-Center on Friday night.